Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the first day of September. My, first day of September. Prepper tip of the day, it's technology. Cutting-edge technology, fascinating stuff. If you have any interest in thermal imaging, this is the hot item right now. A similar piece of equipment 3 years ago would have been heavier, larger, and $12,000. Right now, this equipment is now much smaller, much lighter, and only $2,200. This is a thermal imaging weapon sight made by FLIR. That's Foxtrot Lima. India Romeo. The model is the Thermosight Pro. The model number is Papa Tango Sierra 233. Thermosight Pro Papa Tango Sierra 233. Great piece of technology, really cutting edge, and like I say, only three years ago, actually only a few months ago, a similar piece of equipment would have cost $12,000 and been much heavier and much larger. All right, we have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. Dr. Myers is a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, St. Louis. Real easy to get started with him. He's my personal physician, by the way. Call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, John. First of September, isn't it crazy?
It is. It is. And yes, the year is just zipping. We'll be into the holidays, and leaves falling off the trees before we know it.
I know. September's always been a fond month for me, so I'm excited to see what happens this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Doctor, we go all different directions. We had the eclipse recently and some comments about that. And what direction you want to go this morning, sir?
Well, kind of going in a little different direction, but it's been brought to my attention in a lot of things. People bring me stuff, and it's like, talk about things. And when we talk about science, discoveries, scientific discoveries, and when science discovers certain things, a lot of times it's really interesting. We're now discovering what ancients knew eons ago, or written in books eons ago, Yeah, maybe had an esoteric language. Yeah, maybe had a new age type of different thought process than your general thought process. But we're recognizing now that these things exist, and it's science, and it's our technology now that we can make things a little smaller, we can see things a little more intricately, and some of the biggest discoveries are happening in just anatomy itself, just in our own discovery of our physical body, what we're able to see. Like, for example, years ago, it was just, okay, we're going to start dissecting these corpses and actually recognizing, like, wow, there's four muscles to this front of your thigh here, and we're going to give them names, and so we're going to say, wow, they have an origin, they have an insertion, and look, they have these nerve fibers that are connecting to them. And that information only came from scientific discoveries, anatomists, and people curious enough to go looking for it. Even to the deepest realms of our neuropeptides, I still go back to the book The Molecules of Emotion by Candace Pert. What a phenomenal book. And sometimes I can't remember if I hear this in a lecture that they were talking about or it's actually in the book themselves. But one of the things, as she started discovering or in the process of discovering these peptides or these chemicals and the receptor sites for them, it was the opiate receptor that she discovered, that there was actually on our cells a little antenna that came out of the cell and had a specific frequency and molecular shape that connected to an opiate. And it was like, wow, we always thought these things were outside of us, and we only could, if we just got this from the outside world, then we'd be able to experience this opiate type of thing. But it goes to show you, if we have a receptor for it, then obviously it's indigenous, which means it's already within you, and your body creates its own opioid system for the body. So you don't necessarily ever have to get it from the outside world. You have it within, and then utilizing, sometimes taking stuff from without and embodying it within, you recognize that it's within yourself to then express it back out. So many cool things. So just from an anatomical standpoint, just anatomists cutting things open and naming things and discovering things, to the point of discovering these really small little microscopic nuances on cells. And when she was talking about, like I said, I can't remember if it was in the book or in a lecture, that it was the mere fact of looking for it that all of a sudden it showed up. And we see that a lot in quantum physics and the quantum experiments, that just based upon perception, the whole experiment shifts over, or the whole discovery becomes valid, because just for the mere fact of looking at it, all of a sudden it showed up. And she'd been looking for this thing for years, and then just one day it just appeared. I was like, so what was it that changed these perceptions of our psyche and things like that? Change everything.
Right.
And so
right.
What we're going to do is we're going to have a little perception shift today. And one of the things if you've taken any anatomy at all, just general stuff, you've heard of at least a cranial nerve. And these are nerves that come out of the cranial system or your head system. And we've found in all of our textbooks that there's at least 12 of them. And they work with our sensory and motor programs. So how we see, taste, touch, hear, move, feel, balance, all these different digest, all these different properties are associated with these cranial nerves. And it's funny, it's amazing how long sometimes things take to get into textbooks and sometimes also how long it takes them to get out of textbooks.
Because
there's a lot of stuff that doesn't need to be in textbooks anymore. It's like, why is that still there? We've proved that to be invalid way long ago, and that this is actually the way the system works now. And there's lots of things that are being discovered that aren't in the textbooks, and sometimes not even in the class structures to become aware of it. But now in today's technology with social media and different media outlets and different medical journals that are even out there, there's so much more than just the Lancet or the American Journal Association. There's so many different certified journals for scientific discoveries out there. It just, you can spend a lifetime just reading journals. One seminar series I love going to, and this guy, all he does, he's a researcher, and he compiles the research into just a booklet. And for 4 hours, we're sitting in a lecture hall just enthralled with the amount of research for showing what we've always thought along, or new thought patterns, or new discoveries about how things work. And so one of the not so newer discoveries, but more becoming more prevalent in our scientific community, is a nerve called the zero cranial nerve. It goes by a couple different names, but if you just were to type in cranial nerve zero on Google, you'll get some really cool information about it. And there's even what they are considered the 14th cranial nerve. That comes out of your facial expressions. So where we have cranial nerve 7, which is all about facial expression and facial movement, this little derivative that's not actually cranial nerve 7, but comes right, it's like right parallel with it, right same junction in the brainstem that attaches to the face, is all connected to the emotional facial expressional system, even crying and its control over tears. And again, not ever taught in our schools, not even in the textbooks, but they're finding these little shifts in these nerves, just like this brilliant scientist or anatomist, Thomas Meyer, put a book out. It's called Anatomy Trains. And it's a completely different way of dissecting the human structure. Instead of going into a thigh and looking at the four quad muscles, origin, insertion, and origin, innervation, and nerve innervation, he's showing that it's the quad muscles are actually fascially connected to other structures of the body and then form these what he called trains or lines. And when you dissect the body like this, it opens up this whole doorway of how we look at anatomy, how we look at functional movement, and especially for us body workers. Any body worker out there, if you do not have anatomy trains on your desk and studying it, at least just looking over it and kind of seeing how your practice is showing up in this book, you need to get that book. Very worthwhile for any body worker out there and anybody interested in getting body work done to them or any expression of that idea. I would suggest getting that book. Highly recommend
Absolutely.
This book.
Absolutely. Doctor, we got a caller here on hold. We got Terry in Arizona. Good morning, Terry. Oh, we dropped. Terry, you're welcome to call back. Sorry.
Yeah, please call back, Terry.
Yeah, well, let's continue, Doctor.
So So just in terms of how we've discovered, they're discovering now a little derivative of cranial nerve 7, which they're calling cranial nerve 14. There's so many different, there's new discoveries every day. So when we talk about, for example, emotions, and we talk about physical body movement, you can't get any more clear on a facial expression. Like, you see the facial expression of fear, facial expression of worry, of sadness. I mean, there's all the faces. You can look at them. We all recognize them. But then there's also the fact of our emotions controlling or being controlled by, basically it's synonymous with what comes first, the chicken or the egg, yes, type of a way of thinking about it, is this, that the emotion and the physical behavior are linked. Also, and I've said this for years, in order for us to have muscle contractions or to have thoughts, there has to be muscle contractions and vice versa. You can't have one without the other. What comes first, chicken or the egg? Yes? And it's a running joke. So we finally, in anatomy, shown, wow, there is actually a nerve that is linked to the emotional facial expressional nerve, cranial nerve 7, with cranial nerve 14. And it's really interesting that all this scientific evidence is starting to show up now. Now, this cranial nerve 0, this one's just the coolest thing. There's a little bit more research done on this one than there is on cranial nerve 14, at least from what I found. But if anybody finds more, please send it to me. That'd be great. But cranial nerve 0 is right up inside your sinus cavities, right in the frontal lobe of the body, and then literally surrounding and in connection with your pineal gland, which everybody knows that talks to me here. I love the pineal gland. It's one of my favorite glands in the entire body. And so cranial nerve 0
Everybody should have a favorite gland. Yes.
What's that?
I said everybody should have a favorite gland.
Everybody should have a favorite gland. So it's really cool that this nerve is being talked about more and more. And there's actually a PubMed research journal on the dissection of this nerve and talking about its anatomical properties. Now, we really aren't quite sure exactly what it does, but we can speculate a lot on its possibilities based upon what its anatomical structures are all about. For example, we know in neuroscience about, and you've heard it all, especially people that train or trainers or runners or weightlifters, the difference between a fast twitch muscle fiber and a slow twitch muscle fiber, and that you use fast twitch muscle fibers to get something done real quick, to have that explosive sprint, to have that takeoff as soon as the gun goes off, right, to hear a sound and know exactly to move your body. That's all fast twitch. That's very, very fast and very autonomic in its responses. And then you have more of your slow twitch muscle fibers. Those take training. You watch any of the variety shows out there. You watch sports events, and you see these amazing athletic feats. That's the slow twitch muscle fibers. It's that training that takes place to activate that system really, really good.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Friday, the first day of August. Quick reminder, my website's back up and running. My sale for energy cleaners goes now till Tuesday at midnight because of the outage we had yesterday on my website. Energy cleaners, $50 off retail, 10% off mattress pads. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers, you too can gain access to the same knowledge, the same base of knowledge that I gain access to. Dr. Myers is my personal physician. Just call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation. That office telephone number is 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doctor.
So where we were leaving off, we had the differentiation between a fast-twitch muscle fiber and a slow-twitch muscle fiber. Think of fast-twitch as very fast, autonomic, easily readable, whereas your slow-twitch muscle fibers, you have to do some training on it, but as you train it, it will take you farther and farther and farther and farther and farther than you've ever been able to imagine yourself going. Now, in our nervous system, we have two types of nerves, basically, myelinated nerves and non-myelinated nerves. So what's the difference between a myelinated and non-myelinated? Same difference between a fast and a slow. Think of myelinous fast and unmyelinated as slow. Pretty easy, right? So right. Then if you take that analogy of myelinated nerve cells, the more myelinated they are, the faster the communication is going to go, the more automatic, deep, hardwired systems are going to be that you're going to be able to do. Now, when you go to unmyelinated, from an anatomical standpoint or an embryological standpoint, unmyelinated is actually the oldest system, but is the needed to be most trained. And so the more you train your nervous system to continually mindfully doing something, you're activating those real old unmyelinated systems. Well, guess what cranial nerve that we're just now discovering is completely unmyelinated? Cranial nerve zero is a very old neurological pathway, even older than the brainstem itself, it seems, which is kind of interesting since it comes from the brainstem. So it's like, so what came first, the chicken or the egg? It's going to be yes is the answer. But we're going to, as we start discovering more and more about just not just the anatomy of it, from like dissecting it to four quad muscles, but then from taking it to say, okay, well, how does this fascially or neurologically work, like what Thomas Meyer did in From Anatomy to Anatomy Trains, we're going to start seeing how this cranial nerve goes from just where it lives in the structure to its true function. What I think it's going to become is, in terms of what it does, is it's going to be all about how we process memory through intention, and through that intention, how it works within that pineal gland system. I can't wait to see what happens with this. It's going to be pretty cool, but time will tell what it actually does. But here's a perception shift. No matter what it does, you know that you have a nerve pathway. So it's not just this gland that I keep talking about, but did you actually have a nerve pathway that's directly involved in that glandular function? And we know, since it's an unmyelinated system, that it takes conscious, active presence to continue training it. It's not something that you're going to be able to, that you just become a marathon runner overnight. You have to train yourself to run a marathon. How you move your body, how you move your breath, the thought process of success and never failure.
Same Hold thing. That thought, Doctor. Hold that thought. I don't suggest anybody run a marathon. I don't think it's healthy to do so. Here's our break. We can talk more about that. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the first day of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. Up and running full speed. We had a technical issue yesterday, but it's back up and running 100%. My website, thelibertyman.com. Lots of interesting things there, lots of free downloads, things that will educate you, inform you, and you might want to read a couple of those articles. There's a short one I wrote titled, The Gulf Stream Has Stopped. I think it's only about three pages, backed up with some serious documentation. It changes everything. When the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010, it changed everything. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners, and I'm now running a Labor Day sale. We've extended the sale one day because of my website being down yesterday. Energy cleaners, $50 off until midnight Tuesday evening. Midnight Tuesday evening. Mattress pads, 10% off until midnight Tuesday evening also. You can place your order right there on my website. When you place your order, you'll be paying full price. It's an automated system. I can't change for just one couple of days. Automated system will take the order at full price, and I refund it manually. That's what happens. If you're writing a check, just write the check for the correct dollar amount, $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. I got a toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers, you got a question or comment, give us a call. We'd be glad to talk about your question or comment at 800-313-9443. And of course, if you want to get started with Dr. Myers and gain access to this wealth of knowledge, the same as I do, call his office, set up that first private no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Got too many numbers bouncing around my brain here, doctor.
It's okay. One day I'll have another number for you.
Well, that's fine. You know, 800 numbers have become passe because almost everybody has a cell phone, which means almost nobody has a long-distance telephone bill anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Or there's these online versions of communicating now with through your phone, which is pretty cool.
Yep, lots of ways. 800 numbers are becoming quite unnecessary, but let's continue, doctor.
So when you're talking, so one of the things about cranial nerves that it's really interesting is most of them are sensory and also motor, but we're going to talk about the sensory side of it because we talk about feelings a lot, and we talk about how our body senses the world. I mean, we got to see it on TV, but the whole eclipse that was going on, that was a huge sensory. I mean, I have clients that are like, talk about it like, yeah, I got to see it, and it was very beautiful. But then there's other clients that more acute sensory that is like, wow, I really felt it was like heavier. There was like a heavier gravity feeling. And, I mean, I felt it, and I know my wife felt it. Some of the people that we were with really didn't notice that, but they definitely noticed, like, the change in temperatures, which we all felt, we all sensed. And so as you pay attention more and more to these senses, like, my hearing, my seeing, my tasting, these are all sensory organs we're very familiar with. These other nerves, like, for example, your vagus nerve. It's a nerve that controls 98% of digestive function, but it's 80% sensory. It's an 80% sensory nerve. Well, what's it sensing? If it's sensing your gut, well, what's it sensing? You can actually say your gut feeling. And feeling your gut. Now, here's the thing. Feeling your gut and trusting your gut is not actually the same thing. So you can feel it, not know what it is, but then there's a trust. A trust is actually a sensory perception about what is versus what you think it is, what you think it was, or what you'd like it to be. When you understand the nuance of it, I think that cranial nerve zero is going to be considered the trust nerve. Just from its location and its positionality in the body and what it's made up of, that when you're focalizing on intent, which is the pineal gland, you focalize it in the present moment. Really working your pineal gland, you cannot be in the past, and you can't be projecting the future. You have to be in the present moment consciousness. Well, being an unmyelinated nervous system in the location that it's at means it's very old. You have to stay very focused on its receptivity of what it's feeling. And that's how you would describe trust. The more you experience something, the older it is, the more we trust it. And so recognizing our feeling, which is vagal nerve, and recognizing our trust, cranial nerve, like what I suspect to be cranial nerve zero, we'll see what happens in the next 20 years. I think that that's what's going on. So when we are talking about trusting yourself, when you're talking about feeling your gut, when you're talking about moving into different directions, we're noticing more and more from a scientific standpoint that we have the actual receptors, the actual nerves that show us more and more that we are complete and whole within our own self, and that the belief that I actually need that outside thing, and I need to take that outside thing and bring it into me in order for me to actually have it, because I don't have it within myself, we're recognizing more and more and more and more and more that that's not true. And it's showing up in the literature. They might not be connecting A, B, C, D, E linearly, but when you start seeing it show up in this article and show up in that article and show up in this experiment and show up in this practice, and more people start talking about it and recognizing that this actual empowerment thing that we're all starting to talk about is really not some arbitrary thought, but actually rooted in our physiological anatomy, it's getting pretty cool here.
It is. Absolutely. Very cool.
So what I suggest people do is, no matter what you're dealing with, just know and literally allow yourself to stop questioning it. I had a story. I have a lot of stories. But there was a time in my life around 2003 that I was trying to get somewhere in my life. And it was like, where am I going? I was between jobs. I was between trying to figure out what was going on in my life. And every single time I wanted to get somewhere, I was like, okay, I'm going to be, because I knew it was definitely in the healthcare field. I definitely knew it was in body work. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go study orthobiotomy down in Arizona. That didn't happen. Oh, I'm going to go become a yogi up in a hill in a mountain in Colorado. That didn't happen. I'm going to go do this, that, or the other thing. None of them happened. And it wasn't the mere fact of I couldn't do it. It's just when you start setting an intention to go do something, and all of a sudden these little roadblocks keep showing up, and you might be 10 miles out, 20 miles an hour, and it's telling you to go back, it gets frustrating after a while. But then all of a sudden, meet somebody and says, hey, you really should consider doing this, which was moving to St. Louis and becoming a chiropractor. And I'm like, and it was had been the furthest thing from what I thought my intention was leading me towards. I was here within less than a month. Had moved, packed all the stuff that I needed, new house here, new situation here, and I was starting school within a month. And it was like all of a sudden it just wham, took right. over, and now right. I'm able to be on this show with you talking about this. But if I had let the frustration, which I did, but as I've grown more and more into seeing this, I start recognizing, wow, but I never gave up. It wasn't like just because I couldn't go do orthobiotomy out in Arizona didn't mean that I stopped pursuing my passion and my goal of and my intention to become a more proficient body worker. That never stopped. But you start recognizing maybe the thought of what you think should happen and how it should happen doesn't actually hold water. So surrendering to that possibility is, I'd say, a very great thing you can do. And this is all going to be connected to these anatomical structures that you have. So what I was just talking about in our old perception before this show was, oh, that's just a thought, and thoughts are fleeting, and thoughts are out there somewhere. But recognizing that you create this, that you are the master of your ship. And anatomically, we're finding out to be true. And more, it's going to be like, holy cow, your anatomy is this. There's going to be a time and space that we're going to actually notice, to recognize that our DNA strand, to how we've actually thought of our DNA strand being some this linear thing, is actually some big cool plasma that has crystallization in it, and forms and frequencies and all these different cool things. And that might be possible. I could be making stuff up right now. But we know that we have, there's so much available. Does that mean that DNA and genetics throws out the window because we might have found a little nuance of how we've really thought this structure to be true? No, we don't throw DNA out the window, but we see it in a completely different light. Just like how we've now noticed that there's another quality of water and that it forms into this molecular hydrogen, quote-unquote, not-so-water molecule that what they call the EZ zone that pushes away waste product from healthy tissue and neutralizes free radicals as soon as it touches it. I mean, that wasn't known 5 years ago, really. And through the experiments and through diligence and through focused intention, the opiate receptor was discovered. The EZ zone was discovered. Cranial nerve zero is now becoming more influential and actually being talked about and being put into the textbooks as a true anatomical source. Still not quite in the physiology books of how it actually works, but we'll see that. So giving yourself the opportunity to know that you're bigger and greater than any situation you think you might be quote-unquote stuck in or being stopped by, you're going to start noticing more and more that you're beyond that.
That's reassuring, Doctor. It really is.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. Got a question or comment, give us a call. We'll take your questions or comments at 800-313-9443. Doctor, tell us about your classes you got coming up.
So they're going to be each month. We're going to be having a number of classes going over the particular energy of that month and or season, and then relating them to how you can physically embody the experience. So, like, for example, this month is a lot on rebuilding structure in your life. And so all the class work is all about becoming in tune with your physical anatomy, becoming connected with different ways that your body moves, how you can use your body, and everything like that. And then what we're also doing is, this will be coming into the future real soon, is one-on-one coaching. So per month, then what we do is I teach you how to work your own cranial system, how to actually move your own anatomical cranial vault within that field of movement expression depending on what month of the year we're dealing with. So, for example, different cranial moves are related to different behaviors. So we know, for example, if you're stuck in the fear paralysis reflex, or you're stuck in fear and you don't feel like you want to embody it, that's going to be cranial nerve 10, your vagus nerve, which is related to a specific fascial network in your cranial vault and on your torso. And so I'll teach you specifically how to work your own body's reflexive cranial vault system. And so that's one-on-one personal coaching that we're going to be doing. More Skyping availability of that will come into the future. for people that are more here in my town of St. Louis or travel ability, we'll be able to use some technology like the PowerPlate to expedite the learning process, which I love this device. Being able to cut, do something in 20 minutes, which would normally have taken me an hour and a half, or
really?
For your own learning potential. Oh, it expedites it exponentially.
That's really neat. That's really
yeah.
neat. Yeah. Yep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you want to get access to this information, this technology, give them a call, set up that consultation. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the first day of September. Yes, my Labor Day sale continues on energy claims till midnight Tuesday evening now, midnight Tuesday evening. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers, give him a call at his office. Set up that first private, no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. We've got about 3 minutes here, Doctor.
So here's your perception shift to today. Now you know that you have more anatomy than you ever thought you did. So how are you going to use it? I mean, seriously, knowing, like I said, let's go based on just your feeling and your trust. I mean, you've seen amazing talents out in the world. You've seen your own abilities to come true. And what I would suggest anybody start really doing this month, this year, is start allowing yourself to feel and allowing yourself to start trusting. And that's, if you start allowing yourself to truly trust and to truly feel, you're going to see things really happen, even if you don't understand the timing.
You don't need to understand the timing. The timing is always maddening for most of us, Doctor.
Oh, it's god-awful maddening.
It is. It is.
Some people are bald because of it.
Well, I don't know about that, but the timing works out in the way it's supposed to. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. And like, that's why I shared that story about when I was in Ohio versus, and then when I came here to St. Louis. I mean, that was overall, it was about a 3-month period, but it seemed like an eon. It's like, why is none of this happening? And sometimes it's like, why is this not as happening? It's a year or two or three or four, a long time. But in the grand scheme of all, as long as you're still working on it and your intention is to see things come to fruition in a loving way, it's going to happen.
That's right. That's right. It will happen. And people need to understand that. They need to act on it. And it takes some action on our part. You just can't sit back and wait for it to happen with no action on our part, can we, Doctor?
That, and if, and like I said, in a loving way. So how's a loving way? If one of the ways you'll know it won't work is if you're like, I wish this would just go away. If it would just go away, then I'd feel so much better. That is not what we're talking about.
No, not at all.
Or if this would just happen, then life would be like this. That's not either. That's not in a loving way. A loving way is recognizing its presence, its action, and its focus in what you're doing and what you're experiencing right now, regardless of what you think should happen or what you thought did happen in the past or in the future.
Absolutely true. I couldn't say it better myself, Doctor. That's great. That's great. Well, wake up and smell the coffee, people, and get busy. Call Dr. Myers. Set up that first private, no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Pretty much out of time here, Doctor. I want to thank you, as always, for being with us, and hope you have a fun, safe holiday coming up here.
Thank you, too, and you have a good one.
Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your gun. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.